Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas, my wife and I. Aaron Latham happened to be Triple Diamond in this wonderful company of ASEA. Tonight, when every Monday night, we refer to this as Monday Motivation to give people an idea. And sometimes people feel like they're out there by themselves. They might feel like they're coming across things that nobody else has ever come across. But when we do these calls, I like to conduct interviews with people to hear what brought them to ASEA, and what kind of maybe trials and tribulations they maybe came to, and how they overcame those things. For those past recordings, you can go to teamliveit.com, TEAMLIVEIT.com, and catch the recordings. Tonight's going to be a pretty cool night. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a little bit of rundown about my background and how how we were brought to ASEA, that's Aaron and myself. And I've got a good friend, a couple friend of mine, and Jim Glenn that I'll be interviewing tonight, who are Director 700s, which they will discuss their journey and where they are today and what they're starting to see and understand the simplicity. So my wife and I are Triple Diamonds in ASEA. We are global council members. And for those people that introduce us and they talk about how fast we went to the Triple Diamond mark at this business, which we did in 18 months. Now, that's not the whole story. We had 12 years experience before that. So I want to give you a little bit of a tidbit. And my strength is really and focus is always to keep things simple. I got involved in network marketing. Before getting involved in network marketing, my wife and I were part owners of a software company. We did that in our mid to late 20s. We were doing well on the financial end, and we just never saw each other. I'd heard about network marketing before through other people. I just never understood the way why people talked the way they talked about it. And what I mean by that, simple, you don't have to do anything. It's kind of like pie in the sky type stuff, a little hypey for me. But the circles, I always tell people, made sense. So when I was approached by my dad to tell me about a company dealing with wellness products, it was intriguing to me, one, that my dad had never heard about network marketing, and two, that as products that were helping people. So I've heard of other stuff, but I never heard and got into that aspect. Long story short, through consistent persistence from my dad, I decided to get involved in that company. Much to my wife's dismay, and she wasn't very excited about it, but I was, and the thing I saw was ability to make money and create time freedom. Now, I got into this industry more for the money aspect. When I got in, I was about 28 years old, and that's what I equated to. What I learned quickly wasn't necessarily the money. It was the time freedom. So we got involved in that business. And, guys, I worked it. I mean, I did everything they said to do. I read books. I shut off. I didn't go. I stopped playing golf with my buddies, and I stopped doing the things that didn't feed my mind and get myself right for what I needed to do. If it took me away from my family or my business, I just didn't do it. So we got very, very focused on what we needed to do. Now, being that focused, it took me 18 months, and this is a large ticket item, too. But it took me 18 months, and I was consistent 18 months before I made my first $2,000 check. Now, this was in the nooks and crannies. I was doing this kind of stuff, but every single day I did something. Now, it's kind of fun when people listen and hear my story that we went Triple Diamond in 18 months, yet they hear the story that's not always told, that it didn't happen for me so fast in the beginning. And that's why, as I get into the rest of this call later on, I want you to hear certain things, because a lot of times we get tied up for how fast people go. We get tied up into, I'm not going fast enough, or this person has more contacts than me. But here's the thing, never compare yourself to other people. Because I found myself in that business doing the exact same thing. I would go to events, look at people, and ask myself, what do they have I don't have? I mean, I felt like I dressed nicer. I felt like I had more energy. And people can refer to that as being cocky, but guys, I was 28 and I couldn't figure the thing out. But I kept going to the events, kept reading the books, kept listening to the conference calls, did the things that was told to me to do. And after 18 months, like I said, made my first $2,000 check. But after 3 years, I was able to transition into this industry full time. Now, at that time, I still hadn't matched my income, but things were starting to move pretty quick. My wife was still working. So we were able to do that. This is before we had children. By month five in that business, by month five, by year five, I apologize, by year five in that business, we built the fastest growing network and got recognized for that in a multi-billion dollar company at the time and got a lot of recognition. Now, I share this with you for this reason. 18 months to make a first $2,000 check. We never slept, I never slept off. I was always persistent. My wife wasn't always excited about the things I was doing, so I've been there too. And then it took a year three before I got our 18 months, like I said, 18 months and year three before I started making enough income to start thinking about transitioning out full time. And a year five before we got recognized for building the fastest growing business in that network. After about 12 years in that company, I knew of some people, some friends of mine, acquaintances of mine that were building it in a company called ASEO. Didn't know anything about it. I knew it was saltwater from Salt Lake City. But, I don't know, guys, it was appealing to me first because people were making money. I've been in this industry long enough to know that there had to be something behind what they were doing. Now, I didn't put much thought to it. I thought salt water from Salt Lake. I didn't know if they had some kind of patent rights to the Great Salt Lake. And some of you might be laughing, but there's other companies out there get moringa trees or something. I don't know how this stuff all plays and it comes into play. But that's, I didn't put much thought into it. But I did know that people were making money, and I was kind of on the periphery, kind of checking things out. It had been around for about three and a half years, I called my then now sponsor, and I started to look. And at that time, he had just sponsored into ASEA. So at that, you know, the funny thing is my sponsor didn't call me. I called him. So you never know when you're in the right place at the right time when people are looking, especially if you're moving in the right direction. We made a decision to be a part of ASEA, and I'll give you another idea. I shared with my wife that I was thinking about looking at another business. And guys, let me tell you something. She turned gray. Wasn't one of the things she wanted to hear, something I dedicated 12 years of my life to. There's something else I was thinking about looking at. And I knew that wasn't probably the best route. That's another story I might share somewhere down the road, maybe on a more private call. But I made a decision to be a part of ASEA. We ordered 8 cases. And my thoughts at the time, that's all we had was a liquid. I made a decision to be a part of ASEA, decided to take off in the business. And at that time, I didn't know if I had to order 8 cases a month or what. I remember when I sat down with Alan Noble, when I went up to his house in Frisco, and when I sat down with him, and I said, what do you do with this product? Do you give it away? He goes, I don't give it to anybody. And I said, man, I just ordered 8 cases. What am I supposed to do with this stuff? So it was kind of a different time. And one thing I did not share, the one reason I went to go sit down with Alan Noble, I had already made a decision to be a part of this. Jerry White and my sponsor got me on the phone with Denny Robinson, Trish Winkler, and Alan Noble. And they introduced me to Alan, and Alan's going to share with me a little bit more about ASEA. Before Alan got into it, I said, Alan, if you can mind, before we get going, can I ask you a question? He said, yes, what is that? I said, do you have any children? He says, I do have a 3-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old daughter, and this is at the time. And I said, I want to sit down with you. And that's why I went up to Frisco, because I wanted to make sure that this is real, guys. I knew the technology had to be something behind it. I needed to make sure that the upline was real. And one of the things that really appealed to me, when I drove up to Alan's house, he was renting a house at the time. The house was probably worth $220,000, let's say. He had a used, say, 2007 XC90 and like a 2008 Honda Pilot. Now, that month alone, he made over $100,000 that month. Now, for me, guys, what really appealed to me, I was dealing with people that didn't need technology, a product, a company that did not need to show a lot of hype. So I made my decision to be a part of the company before that, but we started to move. We kept things very, very simple, leveraged the tools, and that's some things we'll get into a little bit maybe later on, of course, next Monday. But we leveraged the tools that were there. I didn't know much. I knew amazing molecules. I kept things simple. I called friends like I leveraged Jim. I called Jim. I said, Jim, this is Terry. Did I catch you at a bad time? He says, no, what you got? I said, man, I'm about to make a massive business move. I got a quick question right before I get into it. Are you open to making some money? He said, yeah, well, what do you have, man? I said, look, you're busy and I'm busy too. This company's phenomenal. It put together a system to educate us so we can save each other a lot of time. I got a couple videos I'm going to send over to you How about you check these things out? Take about 20 minutes. When will you be able to watch it? I'll watch it right now. Great. I'll give you a call tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And that's what I did. And we did over and over and over again. And we kept focused on the ball and at the end game. So when you hear a lot, there's certain things when we get into the night and we'll go back and forth because I got Ann and Jim Glenn on the phone with us tonight. When you hear about the triple diamond in 18 months and the things, the accolades that you'll see from myself will get, there's a lot more to the story this time. And I can share with everybody on this call, if you give this business enough time and enough effort, I will guarantee your success. But one of the fatal flaws and fatal mistakes that people make in this business is we compare ourselves to other people. And you can never, never do that. And the second thing which a lot of times people do, they go full-time too early. Because we hear something so great, we don't even understand how the business really works, but we kind of buy into it ourselves and we get going. You have to understand something. This business is a 3 to 5 year plan. When you hear people that's made success and they do it really, really quick, and 9.999 times out of 10, they probably have some experience in this industry. Now, let me explain that. It's real simple. The difference between somebody with experience in network marketing and people without experience in network marketing is the people with experience in network marketing understand it's going to take work. It's going to take work over time, yields results. It's like any other business out there. The difference is this is really easy to get in, which also means it's really easy to get out. There's things that are coming in the pipe, guys, down the road that's going to blow your mind. But before I get into that, I got a good friend of mine, Jim and Ann Glenn. They've been with us now for 14 months. They are our Director 700. I wanted them to come on to the call tonight because what they're starting to experience in their business. Now, Jim has he's got a background in being a stockbroker, and Ann's got her master's in nutrition. And these guys really have it going on. Great leaders in the community and their church. And just a phenomenal people, but they're down in San Antonio. But there's certain things that started to happen in the beginning that I'd like for you guys real quick, Jim, if you don't mind, to share a little bit. Can you relate to when I shared on the beginning, when I shared my first experience in network marketing? It took me 18 months to get to a certain point.
Yes, but in the beginning, I didn't believe you.
So what has happened when you first got in? Kind of talk about, you know, first got in, where you were, what kind of brought you here, and what your goals were in the beginning.
Okay. I've been a stockbroker for 28 years. I was in a bank. I had a customer complaint directly to the bank president, and that day I was let go. And I've been since working out of my house, still doing investments, and I was building water features. At that time, one of my best friend's son had a very, very serious health challenge. And he ended up coming over to my house after his son had done remarkably well on the product. And sitting right here where Ann and I are sitting right now, he explained it to us, the product. And I'm thinking the whole time, Terry, if I can sell this, watch out. If this is something I can sell, watch out. And I have to say that's kind of what hurt me in the beginning is that I felt I could sell this for the health reasons. And I guess that's been our biggest, longest journey to where we are today, being more of a team growing, really trying to encourage our team. And we got some phenomenal people with us now. And you know, we had that home event that we had a potluck dinner at our house Friday night that you were so gracious to come down to. And we had 30, 35 people at our home. 10 to 12 were associates and relatively new associates, some of them. And we just feel the excitement is just picking up. And yes, it's the product is amazing, but and what it's done for me and with Ann, she's, again, getting her nutritional degree. But it's just this opportunity, and again, based on my background as a stockbroker, Terry, I always looked at IPOs. I looked at companies that were going public. And when Robert was sharing this story with us, that's all I'm thinking the whole time. Oh, my God. you know, if this were an IPO, this would be amazing. And then when he shared that it is a business opportunity, and then he introduced us to you, the ball has just been, and I've been a tough learner. I've been very pigheaded, thinking I could do it myself and, you know, sell it one person at a time. And it's taken us 14 months to get where we are. But we're now consistently hitting Director 700. You know, we're filling in all of our weeks, and we can really start to feel this thing going.
So, Jim, in the beginning, when you started hearing people that they're with Diamond and X and this, that, and the other, because I want people to kind of get a feel for this, because I think this is why I wanted y'all to come onto the call, because I think this is perfect for network marketing. Because here's the thing. Most people don't talk about the real story. They don't tell. I mean, and I believe if we speak the real story with people and they start to understand and they're more prepared for what's to come, then they're more apt to make it through it versus this is all, you know, dandelions and jumping through and driving Ferraris. So when you got in and you started hearing people that, you know, did you ever hear that somebody when they diamond and it might take a while, did you feel like you could go diamond in less than a year? Was that
absolutely
your goal? So
I did.
How, and did you ever feel like you got, when things start happening, did you ever start to feel discouraged?
Sure. Yeah.
Talk about that.
I think that, you know, I mean, just being a natural born salespeople like both Ann and I are, we've always been successful in whatever else we've attempted. And when you start having family, I mean, my own sister won't call me back. She's a that's not funny, Terry. She was my favorite sister too. And she's an LVN, and I've got my brother, him and his wife, RNs out in California. But it was rather discouraging when you start having family and friends, you know, not returning phone calls and not engaging us and refusing to look at, you know, PubMed.gov. It's like, hey, I did my own due diligence. Why can't you do some? So, yeah, it was discouraging early on. But the thing that was such a blessing, Terry, was you and Jerry White. And I know I bugged the out of both of you. But because of that and because of your diligence of do the charge-up calls, and I religiously do those, even if I'm in my car, if we're on our way up on a trip, I listen to the charge-up calls. And then I'm the type that when I hear one I like, I'm going to call them. I'm going to reach out to those people. And that help anchors me. It helps me believe that much more that, and something you keep asking, is this real? Is this real? This is real. And when you talk to Dick Walker, when you talk to, you know, some of the other guys, Dr. Maureen Hayes, and you start hearing this story like Robert Potter and Chase Potter and Debbie Potter, and you start listening to these, it's real. And when you keep holding on to the fact that this is real, everybody needs to hear it. And we had two things happen. We had a garage sale. It was just time to do some house cleaning. So Ann put together tons of stuff for the garage, and we had this one lady come. And it just shows how you just got to keep talking this story, because one lady comes and she's looking at some plants. I give her a little brochure, share a little bit with her, and a week or two later she calls back. That next day, her and her mom come over. Ann and I are sitting here. They sign up. Then they bring another couple the next day when I give them a loaner bottle. And these people, finally, we found someone that has some network marketing experience, and you met them Friday, and they're excited. They're ready to go. And then on my other leg, I've got a guy that we met from a movie. We went to go see a Christian movie, a release of a movie, and Ann starts talking up with people. She's the talker. Not that I'm not, but she starts sharing the story of Asiya. And from there, we have multiple meetings tomorrow that you're coming in that we're doing. And it's just like, I feel it. This is probably the third time, Terry, that I have felt like this is getting ready to explode. And I think this time it has a little bit more meaning. We're getting a little bit bigger. We're getting a lot more activity. And more people are just excited, too, about the business opportunity. And that's where I think I missed the ball early on, is not sharing more of the business opportunity.
Yeah, because I remember you were starting to do some meetings in nursing homes and stuff. Hey, man, it's a way to sell people think. Hey, real quick, as we go through this, in the beginning, Did you ever find yourself frustrated when people wouldn't do what they say they're going to do?
Sure. But, you know, and that is frustrating. But when you get, when you stick with the tools, when you stick, I can't keep reiterating the charge-up calls. And then, I like to reach out to some of these people. And when you start talking to them, Terry, it's like it's real. So even though you have people that are knuckleheads that won't listen, won't do due diligence, that won't do anything, then that's okay. And I don't know where I heard this. I think it was that CD that you gave me, Jim Rohn. It's like, don't try to fix them. That's okay. You know, just that's okay. Don't fix them. Just move on. And that was very freeing to me to not have to worry about that. And we keep them in our file. You know, we'll keep dripping on them. We'll keep going back to them. And we are committed to doing these the in-homes on a monthly basis because I think that's going to really, really grow, you know, our business in a very solid way.
Yeah, we'll come to that in here a second. Now, let me ask you, how many people have y'all sponsored Frontline so far?
Probably close to 30.
Okay. And what have y'all found? Because one of the things when people do about way of, because y'all are pretty consistent of bringing people on almost on a weekly basis and always sponsoring and doing the thing you're teaching your people. How has that changed your mentality or what you're starting to learn about the business by way of just continuing to prospect and recruit?
Well, you have to. You know, now I bring my stockbrokering days back in when 30 years ago I started in the business and I was having to make 250 to 300 dials a day, maybe reach 20 people and get one or two that said yes, that just let me talk to them. But if this is going to work, if we're going to make, and I keep holding on to the fact, Terry, that so many people before us have done it. We're not doing something that can't be done. Yes, it's difficult, but there are so many people ahead of us, obviously you and Jerry, Maureen, and there's just so many amazing people. And not you guys, but I've seen other guys, it's like, whoa. And again, I'm not talking about you, even though it may seem like I am. They can do it. You know, if they can do it, oh, my gosh. And all it takes is the consistency to, even when you get your friends and family that say no, you just got to keep talking to a few more people. And if you can just get over the pain of them saying no and it doesn't kill you, you still end up waking up the next day and the Lord is blessing you, then you have another day to call more, reach out to more people. And, you know, I'll never forget listening to one of the doctor's CDs that Jerry gave me. And he, after he realized this was real because of the experience that he had, it was a very simple experience that he had, but he knew it was real. And someone asked him, well, then who deserved to know about this? He goes, everybody. And that's where Ann is so amazing because she'll reach out to everybody. I mean, she'll be at HEB or a grocery store chain, and we'll see somebody hobbling. And, you know, she'll go approach them.
Well, even for the home meeting on Friday, I invited really the entire street, and I didn't even meet some of those neighbors. And so this is our chance to meet them after living here 6 years. We got to meet them at this Friday meeting. At least one of them is now on all the product line, including the new skincare. She's a dentist, so you can imagine her resource. And there's multiple neighbors willing to get with me on a different day. So it's just going to continue to tick off. But, yeah, I don't have any fear. And with having a nutrition degree and knowing the importance of health, it's a very easy talk track for me to have every client on it and tell everyone I come across that they need the product. So, yeah, sometimes it's frustrating when you know something's that good for them and they don't do it. And then when we get a recruit in, it's even more exciting because we can not only see them getting healthier, but we can see that they're blossoming, they're growing, they're getting more confidence, they're sharing more, their financial freedom is going to come. So, yeah, having recruits definitely makes it even a greater blessing to be in the business.
You bet. Now, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, based on my financial background, and I know the pathetic position that the majority of people are in today financially, that it's just, you know, they may think they have a great job, but like I had a great job, and then one day you get the wrong person upset and you're gone. You know, I had a great retirement savings, a great, you know, 401k and a retirement plan until the stock market crapped out, and I went through a bad divorce, you know, 15 years ago. I got blessed with Ann, but it's been a very difficult time. But, you know, Terry, and I haven't shared this with you before, but ever since, you know, I was maybe raised with a silver spoon. My father was an oral surgeon. You know, I'm one of six kids to graduate from college. And all my father's children, siblings, were all MDs or PhDs. I'm 59 years old, and I never really knew what I wanted to do in my life. I never really had a grip on what I wanted to be, on what I was going to do. And I know there's other people out there that feel that same way. And then as a man, you know, it just makes you feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, what a loser. And if it wouldn't be for my faith, I wouldn't believe that. But, Terry, honest to God, this is the first time in my whole life that I feel energized, enthused, that this is the right thing and it's the right place to be at the exact right time. And we have it in our hands right now. And it's such a blessing to have this. And we're not going to waste this one.
Awesome. Now, guys, real quick, because we're coming close to, well, I know we're bottom out, but we got a little few extra minutes. But now, your 14 months of being in, how early on did I even bring up doing an in-home real quick? How long ago did I bring up doing an in-home?
Day one.
Okay, so day one, we talked about periodically about doing an in-home. Now, we did an in-home, our first in-home at your place this past Friday, and y'all promoted it. And let me ask, before they did the in-home, did you have any, were you apprehensive in any certain way? What was kind of, before it happened, what was kind of going through your head? What held us off? What do you feel like held you off so long? How did you feel before the meeting?
That's a good question. I frankly don't know. You kept telling us to do in-homes. And then finally we both just made the decision, well, let's quit talking about it and shut up and do it. And that's when I put together the email out to our associates, and they were all supportive. We've got some phenomenal core associates, and they all know who they are. I mean, we've got one right now out in California, and she supported our Friday event from California. She had someone show up here. I mean, we've got the most amazing people, and as soon as we led, as soon as we said we would do it, man, they just fell in line and did it. So it took us 14 months to find, I don't know what it was, that maybe because we always had the Tuesday meetings. But we talked to a group of our associates after the meeting Friday, and they all just felt this. They all said this felt so warm. It felt so inviting. It just had a whole different feel to it. And from that, we're still going to feed Tuesday and or, you know, another bigger event. But it was just amazing. We were both just really taken back by how it felt. So I would encourage anybody and everybody out there to do a covered dish. Friday night worked great for us, and we worked it. We worked it really hard. We probably had 15 people that did not show, and that will work well for the next one. We are planning to do it within 30 days. We'll do our next in-home in our home, and then as we grow, we'll offer that out to other team members, and then, you know, we'll support them in their home as they do it. But for now, our home is the spot. And we're just going to continue to work it. I guess I kind of regret not doing it earlier, frankly.
And that's what I wanted to have people hear, because look, there's going to be other people that are kind of nervous about doing in homes or kind of apprehensive. Which, guys, let me say as I'm conduct this interview, guys, I understand, and I'm not saying that everybody should have to do this, but what you will hear that we're going to do. Periodically is definitely have these interviews like this we start to hear that people are starting to break through and have a lot more success. And it's just by being consistent. And one thing that I admire about you and Ann, Jim, is y'all have been consistent. And I know the struggle, as I shared before, and it's plus for those people who've had success in this industry. We know it's work, and when people are consistent and persistent, everybody struggles a little bit different, but you have to struggle to become strong. So you guys have been fantastic. Now, there's one other thing I'd like you to share real quick as we start to close out the call.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have always been consistent on going to a Tuesday meeting. Always. How has that been, by way of being consistent, whether you have prospects or not, how has that helped you and y'all to stay focused in your future?
It's critical, Terry. It's absolutely critical to stay around like-minded people. And even if we didn't have any guests show up, but being around the like-minded people, you created such an amazing team of people. But to have that, and I kind of feel sorry for the people that don't have that. But we are just so blessed to have that. And I would encourage people, you know, if they don't have their triple diamond, like we're so blessed to have you, and then Jerry come down every so often. But if you don't have that, try to get something going with someone that's willing to maybe come in and help. But yeah, it's the Tuesday meetings that you've done at your expense, Terry, has been very, very beneficial to us.
But let me ask you this also, Jim, on that note, if somebody's in an area in any different, after you've now done an in-home, do you feel like anybody can conduct a weekly meeting by themselves, leveraging tools, and be able to three-way or Zoom in an upline or / cross-line support just for 5-10 minutes just to validate? Do you feel like if we weren't here, don't you feel like you could have done the same thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, Terry, you said the key thing is just that first one, getting over that hump, just committing, just make the verbal commitment. Tell, even if you only have one or two associates underneath you, just can tell them this is what you're going to do. If you make a verbal commitment, set a date 30 days out, and just make the commitment and start working it. Absolutely. Anybody could do this. And then, I know that's something, you know, we had a few technical difficulties with Tom Beasley, who was phenomenal, by the way. But that really, really anchored it. And then I could see using Jerry or Terry, you know, you if you're not there. But, that Zoom technology is absolutely fantastic. You're right there in the middle of the room. So, it would be great.
Well, guys, thank you. Thank you for being a part of tonight's call. If you'd hold on for a second, I'd like to shut off the recording and let people open up for questions. But as we close out this call tonight, guys, I wanted you to do something tonight a little different than we've done in the past, but I want to do a lot more of this type stuff because I started to flash back in my beginnings in network marketing. It's always easy to reflect or see people on the stage for who they are today, but you don't know the whole story. You almost need to open the book and see where they come from. If you start to understand it, then it makes it a little bit makes you feel like, you know, because for me, I remember getting involved in network marketing. I always focus on the end goal, but it's why was I not getting it? It wasn't for lack of doing my best. It wasn't for lack of doing that kind of stuff, but why weren't things moving? And it wasn't that. It's just for some people have to unlearn more than they have to learn. So it's just doing the simple basics over and over again. And I wanted to do this also. I want everybody to understand, if you follow the simple steps, if you're consistent with this, I can next to guarantee your success. Now the time frame, that's always different, right? You don't measure your success to other people because, like I said, you don't know their background. Some people might have to sponsor a heck of a lot more people to have certain amount of success. Some people might have to sponsor fewer because they might have more credibility. You just don't know because we're getting ready to slide into momentum. Guys, I want to thank you all for being a part of the call tonight. Make sure you're listening to the charge-up calls. Make sure you're plugging into everything you have going on. Make sure this coming Wednesday with Jerry White, and it's going to be every single Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time that we'll have that Zoominar, which you can go to teamlivet.com and be able to get that, teamlivet.com, and just scroll down the middle of the page and be able to click on that. We'll have it uploaded here pretty quick. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jerry. Jerry, can I share one thing real quick?
You bet.
Something you sent me on June 21st this past year, And it really meant a lot when you put this together and sent it. And I read this every day. And I pray everyone that's listening will write this down and put it on their whiteboard. And this is it. Enjoy where you are now, because you will never be here again. Enjoy the journey, my friend. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And if people could just hold on to that, because if it was so easy, everybody would be doing it. And nothing easy is worth having. And I just wanted to say that, because that meant a lot when you wrote that to me. And I just think that could benefit everybody. So that was it.
Awesome. That's a good close. Hold on one sec.